Ken, you've been to a couple of springs now with the Blue Jays. Is there a different feel to this spring compared to last spring for you?
I think compared to last spring, is this year is a little bit more motivation. Everyone's keyed on winning no matter what the situation is. I mean, bringing in guys, bringing Rue in shows a big improvement that we're ready to take the next step forward for these guys.
What were you, Ken, when you heard that they'd signed Rue? How does that kind of resonate through a team when a ownership or management makes a commitment like that and brings a guy like that in?
I mean, it shows a lot of trust in the players. They showed enough last year where they're committed to winning, and bringing an ace like Rue like there, and especially what he did last year, to kind of show him the ropes, how it's done, and I think the biggest thing is he's a ground ball guy, so he's going to keep the young guys on their toes, so they're not going to get back on their heels, be bored all day, where how a lot of the league is trying to get velocity and a lot of strikeouts, and I think our plan of attack is keeping our young guys on our toes, so it's bringing a lot of guys that get a lot of ground balls and put the ball in play, and that'll be a more easing process for them.
Now, you're the perfect guy to ask about the difference in pitchers here. We talked to Matt Shoemaker about this. You've got Nate Pearson who says he wants to throw 110. You've got you who throws 100. You've got Hyunjin Ryu who makes 73 look pretty good. As a pitcher, what do you see when you see Ryu pitch, and what do you see when you see Nate pitch?
When I see Ryu, he's a complete pitcher. He knows how to pitch, changes speeds, changes location, eye level, staying down to the knees. And when I see Nate, he just wants to blow doors, and that's great. I love that mentality because, I mean, that's my mentality. I just want to go out there and pound the zone, throw my best stuff, and just try to hit it, which is a great, and they're two different kind of pitchers. I mean, I'm happy that Nate has his awesome goals in mind, and I hope he doesn't reach those goals. And, I mean, I want him to blow doors at the same time. I'd love seeing those kind of guys. And then when it comes to age, he'll realize like he wants to be more of a complete pitcher. But I think when he has the great four pitches he's got, they're all could be above average. I think he doesn't have to worry about that. It's just going to fall into place for him.
What shows you that you have thrown 99, 100 miles an hour, 101 miles an hour without looking at the gun? Like as a pitcher, when you throw it, you're going, okay, that's one of them. How do you know that?
When I can't see the ball out of my hand. Usually the ones that are like 9,900, I can't see them when they get to it. All I hear is a little pop to the catcher's mitt. I know those are the ones I know. I'm like, oh, I got that one real good. I spun that one really good. And I'll sneak a peek back there. And sure enough, I was correct. Like those are the 9,900 ones. I can't see them when they're going. Sometimes I can see the ball across the plate, and the ones I can are the ones usually 9,900.
Do you know warming up, Ken, when you have it, when you have that in the arsenal?
No, not until I get to that game. Usually I'll just kind of like, I'll give myself one. I'll just like let it rip as hard as I can. And if that's all I got, that's all I got that day. But at the end of the day, it's like, all right, it's one of those like, okay, I can get it up that day, up there. Okay, I have that in my back pocket, but now I know where I can sit and I can kind of go forward with my plan of attack.
Ken, when you came over here, you made it pretty clear that in addition to saving games, you wanted to be a leader. And Charlie talked about, and he told us a story about last year at Fenway Park when the Jays are there and they're raising the banner. And you walked by Charlie and said, we're going to get one of those for you sometime. You clearly the move to Toronto has been great for your career, hasn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's just, I see it as the Toronto just kind of helped me get out of a hole. They were kind of like my savior. I was in a really bad place. And lo and behold, like Toronto just kind of grabbed me out of that hole and helped me back up on my feet. And then what better way can I repay that debt is to be a leader and try to win championships for all of Canada and Toronto. And I mean, it's just, and I told Charlie that, I told him like full-heartedly, like you're going to have the talent. Like if I'm here or not, you know, I'm going to leave you with guys where you're going to get a banner up there and you're going to be a legend in all of Canada.
You know, it's a business, obviously, you know, on both ends, on the team end and on the player end. So, you know, whether you could continue in Toronto beyond this year, even beyond the trade deadline, it's not necessarily in your control. But have there been conversations, Ken, between you and the organization about something beyond this year?
As of right now, there hasn't been anything. We're focused on trying to get out of spring healthy. And I think trying to mold the team where we want it to be to start of the season is the most viable, important thing right now. But you know what? Like you said, it's out of my hands. But I mean, you know what? I'm going to keep doing my thing, and I'm going to leave a good taste in Toronto. And if I'm here or not, it's like I want to leave here on a good note.
What has to happen for this team? You know, like everybody can see the signs, the arrows pointing in the right direction here. But to go from a 60-something win team to a team that is competitive in the American League East, what has to go right this year for the team?
I think it's just health-wise. Last year, we had a lot of health problems, and it started with the rotation. I think last year we started out pretty good, and then I think when it all went downhill, we got to 500 finally, and we went to Oakland, and then we lost Shu. I think that year was like Shu was one of those little anchors. He was doing so well, and every time he took the mound, we were like, we got a chance today. We got a W today. But once he went down, it was kind of like it was a punch in the gut. Like we knew, like we're gonna have to really push it this time. And guys tried to push it, and then things started going wrong. Our hitters are trying to push for more runs, trying for more hits, and then our pitchers are trying to do more, and then it didn't help our cause. But you know what? Like we can't just let one injury affect us. I think a lot of the guys learn. Like if one guy goes down, someone needs to step up, not to fill in their shoes, but show just. Give us a balance out there. Just go out there and compete for us.
What did you see in those last? And you know, and again, I think people forget that it was a 500 team going in Oakland that series. But the last month and a half of the season was encouraging, right? So the last 50 games. What did you see in those last 50 games?
I saw a lot of improvement. I think I saw a lot of what we were in the beginning of the year. We were kind of reverting back, but the difference was we had new guys. We had Vladdy, Bo, Kevin. And all those guys came up, and they kind of like set the balance back towards the 500 we were looking for. They kind of like tilted the scale a little bit, and then ending that on a good note, that was a great, great sign for us. And then adding guys that are durable, that go out there and just eat innings and actually are successful, I think that's going to be a vital part of our success.
When you were with Houston, it was a team that was built on a lot of young players. You've got, as you said, you've got a lot of young players here. Do you know who the Springer, the Altuve, and the Correa is of this team yet?
As of right now, when I see, I mean, all those guys you just named, they're superstars. Our team, like, you can pick the Vladdy, you could pick the Gurriel, but you know what? They don't want to outshine one another. They want to compete against each other, but they don't want to outshine. They don't want to be the superstar. Who was the bigger superstar? They want to be all equal. And I think that's the difference in this organization where all the players are all equal, even though they're competing against each other. It's a friendly competition, which is awesome. It's just they all want to be equals. They don't want one guy to have more because I'm this guy or I have a better average than you. They all want to be treated equally, and I think that's the biggest part I see this year.
You know, you mentioned Charlie earlier in the conversation, Ken. You know, last year was his first spring as a major league manager. Obviously, he's got a ton of experience, a ton of minor league experience, a ton of coaching experience. But how have you seen him evolve over the year and a bit?
I think his nerves has finally gone away. I could tell last year he was a little he was like a kid in a candy store, but he didn't know what to do kind of thing. But this year he feels like he's like, okay, I got what I have, what I saw, what I was told I was going to get. Now I have it in my arsenal. Now he can kind of like go outside the box and do what he wants to do with this lineup. He has the creativity, but he also has the talent from 1 through 9. And now he has the talent in the farm system where he doesn't have to worry about, oh, if one of my young guys go down, who am I going to replace that bat with? We're in the AAA, AA area where you can bring up a guy that's making an impact right away.
Our friend Rosie DiMano did a story with you earlier this spring talking about the Houston Astros and the sign-stealing. And you had kind of an interesting observation about your ring, about the World Series ring. And I'm just wondering, have you found peace with that whole situation yet? And, you know, the guys who were on that team and are now in other clubs, is it hard for them to find peace with that? I'm thinking of yourself, you know, maybe a guy like Charlie Morton as well.
I mean, it's hard to swallow. I mean, especially when guys on other clubs, they can't try to kind of like redeem themselves kind of thing. That's the thing, they want redemption and they want to be redeemed that what was going on was, like, they want to go out there and like, hey, I was that guy. I was a big part. I did really good. But it's like, it's for me, I already, that when I left Houston, I left it behind me. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever happened, it happened because I've already moved forward. It's like, because my focus here is with you guys in Toronto. And like, I've already moved forward and I don't plan on looking back right now. It's what I said with DeRozzi. It's like, that's how I felt. But you know what? I'm not going to let that stop me for the rest of my career. But yeah, I'm just going to keep my head up and keep moving forward.